FC United are through to the playoff final against Bradford Park Avenue next weekend after beating Chorley 2-0 at Victory Park on Saturday afternoon, thanks to some superb second-half goals from Michael Norton and Ashley Mulholland in front of 2,754 supporters. Despite the Magpies finishing three places above United, the Reds produced a strong performance, defending excellently with all of the first-choice back four available as Adam Jones came back from injury and also working hard to push the ball forward, meaning that overall they were the better footballing side on the day. The Reds went into the game with restored confidence, having ended the season on a high with an emphatic 4-1 win over relegated Northwich. The visiting United fans were certainly behind the side, providing the majority of the pre-match atmosphere. Some good chances went begging in the first half as a tight and slightly nervy encounter was played out, evidently in front of goal for the Reds, who were carving out decent opportunities. As half-time neared, Rocker displayed fantastic control, picking up a long ball out of defence and playing in Norton, whose shot wasn't quite enough to test Saunders. The Reds had the better of the first half, but as the second began, the home side's physical strength saw them start the brighter. Kieran Kilheeny had the Chorley fans on their feet and cheering in anticipation of a shot that looks almost certain to put them ahead. However, the crossbar stood between the Magpies and an opener, and United hurriedly cleared. United soon regained control and set their stall out to play in a style that was enjoyable to watch. Norton displayed excellent strength up front, threading across the box and through the defence, before lifting a perfectly judged left-foot shot beyond Saunders and into the top corner.
Nice ball there from Stock to FC United.
Go on,
Norton. Can he cut inside the penalty? He does, he chips
it.
What an absolute Michael Norton goes one way, goes another way, then chips the ball from right to left into the top corner on 62 minutes. FC United of Manchester. The fans go wild, the players are celebrating at the FC end. And FC United take the lead, a goal to nil here.
Yeah, they turned the centre-back there, Andy Russell, inside out. He went to shoot with his left, his right foot, checked back again onto his left foot, and then just clipped a little chip right in the top 90. And Russ Saunders, their goalkeeper, had no chance. His feet were rooted to the floor.
FC's attacking potential continued to show. However, it was the Magpies who next had the ball in the net. The ball came out wide and was played into the path of Steve Foster, who subtly used his forearm to help it onto his right foot to drill past James Spencer. Luckily, there was no injustice, as the referee's assistant did well to spot the handball and the goal was disallowed. With a quarter of an hour remaining, Rocker was replaced by Ashley Mulholland, the former having played his part in the encounter, providing much threat down the wings. It was the substitute who doubled United's advantage on 79 minutes. The winger picked the ball up on the right and tricked his way along the dead ball line, before cutting inside the defender and finishing from a tight angle, sending the United faithful and the visiting bench into absolute raptures.
Penalty appeal there, Foster.
And this is a situation where he could do well. Kyle on the right side and him on the left, and it's coming in, just get a little touch on it. Knox has got away with it.
It's Mulholland in the penalty area, left hand side, cuts one way, goes another way.
Shows
it. Score!
Get in!
Oh, get in! Ashley Mulholland, he's been on the pitch for 30 seconds, 79th minute, and FC United take a two-goal advantage from one end of the ground, a penalty shout to the other end of the ground, and FC United of Manchester, Ashley Mulholland down the left hand side, got hold of the ball, skipped past a defender, showed a bit too much of thought to him towards the goalkeeper, but what he did was then just pure magic, and he's got beyond the keeper and he just put it in.
And he had the ball in front of him, got switched over by Kyle. It was on. As soon as Kyle got it at his feet, it was on. And we were a little bit fortunate there, to be honest, because Norts nudged Teague in the back, and the ball flew over the pair of them, right to Astley's feet. He ran through, clipped it over the keeper, into the top of the goal. Excellent.
Having now proved capable of beating higher place sides in their last two games, the Reds must surely go into the final full of confidence, and after being given a lifeline into the playoffs, will be grasping the opportunity of a second shot at promotion with both hands or feet, and will be looking to avenge the disappointment of last year's final at Colwyn Bay.